I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. In the front row with Betsy Ross this morning is her business partner, Jackie Rowe, from Game Day Communications, to talk about how sports figures handle PR nightmares.
Lance Armstrong, Manti Te'o, Tiger Woods, Jim Tressel, Joe Paterno, Pete Rose to some measure, Michael Vick, Barry Bonds, and the list can go on and on and on and on. What do they all have in common? Well, they are all, at one time or another, revered sports figures who, one time or another, have fallen from grace, at least in some measure. They are also, in some measure, in the process of PR rehabilitation and rebuilding. My colleague at Game Day Communications, Jackie Rowe, has been our guest before to talk about PR and sports and the fallout, and she joins us this morning. Jackie, thanks for being with us on the front row.
Good morning, Betsy.
It seems as if this never ends. Just when you think you have heard it all, and all of a sudden, an imaginary girlfriend pops up of some kind. We are, I think, right now kind of in this PR media swamp about, you know, what's going to come out, and this story is going to go on for days and days and weeks in some measure. Lance Armstrong, we have seen him in the last couple of weeks really do a 180 on his reputation and finally admitting what a lot of people had been saying for a long, long time. Yes, indeed, he did take some kind of drug, did blood doping, whatever, when he was winning his 7 Tour de France titles. Once something like this happens, first of all, what precipitates it? In the case of Manti Te'o, he's a Heisman runner-up. He is the best player, arguably, on what was the number one team in this country. He was the figurehead in a great redemption story for not only Notre Dame football, but Notre Dame overall. What precipitates something like this?
In one word, money. It's all about money. You know, you look at Lance Armstrong, he's worth over $120 million. But the losses that he is taking, he will take, he will probably have to repay $12.5 million in prize money. The short-term losses on his endorsements are around $30 million. You know, Manti Te'o, if he slips out of the top 10 in the draft, he's projected to go number 8 to the Buffalo Bills, says ESPN's Mel Kiper. There's $4 million off the table. So slipping from the top 10 of draft selections, there's $4 million out of his pocket. I think it's all about money. It's all about money. It's about ego. And in the Manti Te'o case, maybe it's a little bit of naivete. I'm not sure. I don't know that we'll find out the true story. I think he's hiding in Florida now. And then when the draft and the media frenzy of the draft comes around in April, I think this story will certainly be revisited in a pretty wild way.
But in between there, the top draft prospects go to the combine. And part of going to the combine, besides working out, and usually the best prospects do not, they wait till the pro day on campus. But what part of the combine is, A, the Wunderlich test, mm-hmm. that kind of judges what kind of common sense you have. And the second thing, you've got to sit down and do interviews with these coaches. And Manti Te'o has to sit down in front of a Bill Belichick or a Marvin Lewis, mm-hmm. or any number of coaches. And they're going to go, dude, what is this? I mean, if you're doing PR for Manti Te'o, and we hope that somebody in his posse is doing that right now, what do you tell them?
Well, you know, it was really interesting to me that the Notre Dame athletic director, Jack Swarbrick, who is very well respected in collegiate management circles, went on the offensive for him and really took the first media attention off of him and tried to explain the hoax. And I thought that was really interesting. You know, what I tell all clients who are in crisis issues or have these sorts of issues, you need to ask forgiveness and tell the truth. I mean, the longer you wait, it's harder to seek forgiveness. And you know, what I would tell Manti is take over Lance's chair and sit down with Oprah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody's making that call, you know. But it is, and we have seen it from Bill Clinton to Martha Stewart to, you know, a lot of the people that we rattled off here, that the original sin isn't the problem. It's covering up the sin, right, that gets you into trouble. In the case of Manti Te'o, he has now become a punchline. Mm-hmm. The stand-up comics are making fun of him. There's Florence Freedom here in our backyard is going to do a Manti Te'o girlfriend bobblehead night, and it's going to be an empty box. You go online and you see all kinds of people proposing to imaginary girlfriends, the SEC, real football, real girlfriends. I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, this kid, probably whatever measure of involvement he was, whether he wasn't or whether he was, you never grow up thinking you're going to be a punchline for a national joke. And here he is. And everybody that has commented talks about what a good kid he is.
Yeah, it's true. It's, you know, to paraphrase Brent Musburger, to all those little boys out in Alabama or where else, you know, here's a PR tip. With our pervasive technology and DNA forensic tools and cameras everywhere, you're not going to get away with it. You're yep. not going to get away with it. So that's number one. And that's really, I think, what these up-and-coming football sports legends need to understand. It's a whole new world. It's a whole new day.
And social media, that goes back to, you know, the whole discussion on social media. I'm talking here with Jackie Rowe, my colleague at Game Day Communications, about repairing athletes' persona and, you know, just what the whole world perceives of them. Social media, you know, every once in a while it does something good, but I tell you what, I mean, in this day of social media when you cannot get around anything, you cannot get away with everything. When you have Skype, and even if you've just met somebody online, you can Skype with them. Probably Jack Swarbrick had never heard the term catfishing outside of a lake or a river until, you know, we started talking about this. And if you do not know about the viral video Catfish, or the, I guess MTV now has a series, mm-hmm. Catfish, go look at it. He referred to that, Swarbrick did, during his news conference. Social media makes it so that it is really hard to cover up anything. To that end, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, so many people have come back and said, you know what, the story sounded kind of, you know, vague, but people are admitting we didn't find a graduation notice for the girlfriend. We didn't find a death certificate for the girlfriend. We didn't see an obit for a girlfriend. And that's just basic reporting 101. That's mm-hmm. journalism 101 that we all learned when we were freshmen.
Yeah.
Where were the sources?
It was too good of a story. It was a fairy tale story with a good kid. And in this age of Google land, there's just no excuse for that.
In the meantime, get your Manti Te'o girlfriend bobblehead doll at the Florence Freedom game coming up in late May, May 23rd. It's amazing where this story is going. Just when you think you've heard it all, something else comes up. Jackie Rowe, Game Day Communications. Thanks for being with us on the Front Row.